And what about politically, just in terms of things happening? It seemed to me at some point in there, Butte took a more hands-on attitude towards running the city and just deciding, this place is really pretty run down, let's figure out a way to
Well, yeah, and that's where I think that 67 strike comes in. There had been strikes, and I'm sure the chronology, your chronology is going to give you a better picture of that than I can. But if my memory serves me, you got to go back like 50 years, and you go back. I think there was a major strike in 34, and I think things were relatively peaceful through the end of the Depression into the war years, and then there was a short but violent strike, and I think that was in 46. Once that got settled, I think everything was relatively peaceable until about 1952 or 54, somewhere in there, there was a strike. And I think that was the last strike that they actually had what they call scabs. People actually going behind the fences to do production or maintenance kinds of works. And then the next major thing, I think, was 1959, and by that time they had maintenance agreements where certain individuals could go in and maintain the shafts, maintain the pumps, maintain what had to be maintained without getting that scab stigma. But there was no production involved. And of course, then that 59 strike was a pretty major strike. I think it lasted for 7 or 8 months.
250-something
days.
Yeah,
256 days into 1960.
1960.
And of course, at that time, the Anaconda Company sold the newspapers in the States. The state began to change. It was the emerging, I believe, the first buds of political awareness on the part of the people that said, we're going to fight against this corporate domination, that we're going to, the Anaconda Company could see that its influence was starting to wane. So the Farm Labor Coalition that was formed in the 30s in the legislature was still in effect, so that there was still a liberal bent to the legislature, even though various Republican and Democratic governors would come and go. At that time, I would think that Butte was probably still a major dominant force politically in the legislature. But people saw the devastation that strike, the havoc that strike brought. And
the strike in 67.
This is the strike in 59. Okay. I can remember, like, my mother and the ladies from the church and so forth going down to the Civic Center and making sandwiches with donated food to feed the children of the striking miners something for lunch. And various things. Like, people were really desperate. There were people who never ever financially recovered from it.